Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Truly a great memory for Miami Hurricanes fans. All you have to say is the Brock Berlin game.
That's what they call it.
Now, earlier in the show, you said that you recalled that game because, and Crowder was playing for Florida at the time, as we said you stopped Frank Gore, that you could take a personal success story out of it because you stopped Frank Gore.
I think I was thinking more of the Peach Bowl later on.
Okay, because someone texted in, Frank Gore only had 112 yards, you shut him down.
Oh, yeah, 127.
And then somebody else texted in, Gore scored the winning touchdown on a 12-yard run.
Right down the middle. Yeah, I'm thinking about that Peach Bowl 04. Sorry, fellas. Sorry, fellas.
So great.
CTE, man.
We're going to talk with Brock Berlin right now. Like I said, he's got affiliations with both my Miami Hurricanes and Crowder's Florida Gators. And for those of you that don't know Brock Berlin, I would imagine you're very young if you don't. Here's why he's a hero for many of us Canes fans. This is directly from Wikipedia. After incumbent quarterback Ken Dorsey's graduation, Berlin took over the starting job for the 2003 season. Berlin's first season was marked by inconsistency, but in his first home game as a Miami Hurricane, Berlin squared off against his old team, the Florida Gators. The Hurricanes fell behind 33-10 in the third quarter, and Berlin began to hear boos from the crowd as it appeared Miami's then 33-game regular season winning streak was about to end. Brock Berlin, though, caught fire as the team switched to a shotgun offense and rallied Miami to 28 unanswered points on your defense. I threw that in there, by the way. That's not in Wikipedia. The 38-33 victory was the greatest comeback in Miami history. And here is the man who orchestrated it, Brock Berlin. Hello, Brock.
What you say, fellas? How are y'all?
So how do you remember that game? Like, do you still, like, Crowder, is that etched in your memory? Like, is that one of the worst defeats that that you ever had, Crowder?
Yeah, that second half was embarrassing.
Hey, I want to go back, though, on the comments you just made about Crowder tackling Frank. I do remember Crowder making that tackle, but I think he was halfway back in the end zone.
Brock's not BSing. I did hit Gore as he was falling into the end
zone. So you're saying it wasn't really a tackle that Frank Gore landed on him. That's really more what it sounds like.
This is what we're going to do today.
Hey, man, this is the Hurricanes
stat,
radio.
Right? Crowder's still a good stat, though, Channing. I'll see you.
I got in the way.
Do you remember, Brock, though, do you remember the game vividly?
Oh, yeah, I remember it. It's one of those games that you don't forget. It was a great memory, obviously. Being my first game to start in the Orange Bowl and also against my former teammates at Florida. So it was a lot of fun.
And, Brock, I remember sitting at halftime. Like, we're in there at halftime up by 23, man. We're laughing. We're joking around. Like, man, these dudes weren't ready for us. What happened at halftime? I've never asked. We've talked about it before, bro. What happened at halftime where did y'all just change the playbook? Did somebody have some inspirational speech? What the hell happened where y'all came out there and scored 28 unanswered?
No, you know, man, I think really about everything that could go wrong for us in the first half. Now, granted, you guys played a great game in the first half, but the things that kind of went wrong, you remember the backwards pass, they pick up and score on it. There's a lot of things that if they went wrong, they went wrong real bad. And I think, you know, we got into the second half and deep into the third quarter, and we started just getting to our two-minute offense, and it was kind of like, all right, we got nothing to lose. Let's go out there and just play and have some fun. And I think once we caught that momentum, you know, I always tell everybody, you know, that defense for us that year was incredible. Those guys that were on the other side of the ball, but we left them on the field the whole time in the first half. So second half, they finally got some rest, and then we caught some fire. Then they start playing with a lot of swag there, knowing that we're going to start scoring some points, and it just things flipped real quick.
Brock Berlin is with us. Do you ever get tired of talking about that particular game, or do you wish more people would ask you about that game?
No, I don't get tired of it. I enjoy talking about it. It was just that rivalry in itself is just such a good rivalry. No matter, any kind of record, no matter what it is, anytime Miami, faces off, against Florida, there's always going to be a great game just because there's so much pride, both sides stepping out on that field. So it's a lot of fun to talk about that game. It's a lot of fun to watch, every time that game comes on. So I'm super excited about the game coming up this year here in a couple of weeks. It's just a great rivalry for college football.
And, Brock, how did that transfer happen? I've never asked you before. Like, what was – I knew they were talking about it. We heard all the rumors. But, what was the straw that broke the camel's back that sent you to Miami from Gainesville?
Back in when I was being recruited, I built a relationship with Coach Coker and Don Solinger, who was our running backs coach at the time. So I knew those guys. For me, what I was looking for was really a place. Obviously, I was going to have to redshirt and sit out a year. So I was kind of looking for a place where there was going to be a guy, who was going to be stepping in as a senior. And then the spot would be open, right? You don't want to come against a guy that's a underclassman guy that's already established himself. And so it was just the perfect situation. Obviously, I had to go down there and compete and play hard and earn the position. But, I had that relationship there with Coach Coker and just felt like, in my heart that it was the right move.
Brock Berlin is with us. So you transfer and then you finally, you get to play finally for the Hurricanes, and it's this game against Florida and it's your former team. Like, do you remember halftime? Like, do you remember, were you sitting by your locker in your thoughts? Like, oh my God, I cannot believe what I'm doing here with this opportunity to make a statement against my former team, or were you thinking, I'm getting this back in the second half? Like, do you remember your frame of mind?
I don't really remember halftime. I do remember, thinking to myself in this first half, just, we got to get something going, right? And I do vividly remember walking into the huddle before we got that first score in the second half, late in the third quarter. And, everybody pretty much knew we were the only ones in that place that felt like we were going to come back, once we made that first score, you could kind of feel a little bit, all right, we got this, now let's go. And it was the next series when we got the ball back and I hit Kevin Beard on a route across the middle, and he took it down to the one, and Frank, scored on the next play, that it was like, all right, here we go. And that was kind of the moment where I think that everything kind of flipped.
Crowder has PTSD when he hears the name Kevin Beard.
Brock, you made me hate Kevin Beard for 5 years. I've never met Kevin off the field, but the man had like 160 yards receiving all in the second half. I hated him for 5 years and never met him.
Man, you'd love him. He'd come give you a hug, man. He's a great guy.
I heard he's a great dude. I feel bad for hating him, but the man stole a game from underneath me. Do you? You know what? I got to ask you too, man. Do you regret in any way going and doing the Gator Chomp? Because that's what really made us a little upset
and
there.
That's
on the
what
sideline.
Made us love you, Brock. I hope you don't regret it for a moment, but let's hear.
No, not one single bit. Now, everybody always asks me, was that premeditated something, or do you think you're going to do that? No. I mean, Channing knows me. I'm a pretty emotional guy. I get fired up. And for me, hey, I always say, look, the Gator fans can sit there and yell at me for however long and say whatever they want from the stands, but I can't have a little fun afterwards. It's my way to look at it. And there was no hatred from there. It was more, hey, I'm fired up. We just beat you guys, and see you later.
That's that Miami Hurricane swagger. We love that.
Over there smiling.
Brock Berlin had it, man. It was oozing out of his pores after that. I still smile ear to ear from a game that took place in 2003. Like, it's crazy, but it was such a monumental comeback, and the drama behind it with you being against Florida. Now I get to do the show every day with Crowder, and I didn't realize that it was such a weight on his shoulders all these years later. But it actually makes me enjoy the comeback even more. What about August 24th with the Florida-Miami game? Are you going to go to Orlando? Will you be in attendance?
It's 50-50 right now. I don't know yet. I'm doing some coaching right now for my son's ball teams right now, and so we got a lot of stuff going on. So if I can get out, I'm going to. If not, I'll be tuned in watching. But I'm fired up about the game. I'm looking forward to seeing this, like I said, this great rivalry, you know, and seeing how these teams, you know, all the hard work they put together this summer. So I know both teams are ready, but I'm looking forward to see what we got. You know, we got a big question at the quarterback position. You know, who's going to step up and be that guy? And so I'm hoping that whoever that may be will be ready to lead this team and get back to how we used to be.
No doubt in your mind, though, whoever the quarterback is, we're going to kick a little Gator's ass and do a little Gator chomp all over the place, mocking the fans. Right, Brock?
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
I expect to see that, you know?
That's right. Okay.
That's just that's that Kane swag, baby.
Right. See, I'm counting him, by the way, Crowder. I'm counting him as also one of your Gators guests. Like I told Crowder.
Hell no.
I told Crowder.
Yeah, he's talking.
He could, like, I've had Michael Irvin on. We've had Gino Toretta on. Like, so I'm trying to make it fair for him. He gets to have a couple Florida Gators on as well, but I'm kind of going to count you in that. So, you know, even though you bleed orange and green, right? Right, Brock?
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's got to be hard to hear from one of your Florida Gators, huh, Crowder? But the light.
I'll just ask you two, Kane. So y'all have no concern for coaches poll, AP poll, any of that stuff means nothing to you guys.
Let me Gator chomp him here for a sec, Brock. I'm going to Gator chomp him. You remember this from Brock Berlin? You remember that?
Please do.
You remember that? Ask all the questions
that's
you
right.
want. We can't hear you over Frank Gore laying on top of you. Right?
We don't look at polls, baby. Hey, we just show up and play. Put the ball down, Crowder.
Right, right. I like it. Brock Berlin, that's good stuff, man. I like that.
It is. But, Brock, I want to ask you something about the game on the 24th with the quarterbacks. If you were Nkosi or Tate or Jaren, those guys, like, how long would you need to be comfortable to start at quarterback? Like, knowing you're the starter, knowing the continuity with your receivers, couldn't it be done? Because we heard the 10th. They're going to make a decision 2 weeks before the game. Is that long enough?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's a tough decision right now, you know, for the coaching staff because they want to get it right, you know, and there's been a lot of evaluating going on. But I think so, man. I think you know how it is too, Channing. There's a lot of things that go on inside closed doors that we don't know about, right? And so we don't really know the whole story, what's going on out there right now. And I think whoever it is will be ready. I really do. And I know that you know, that coaching staff is doing everything they can to get them prepared. And we also both know, hey, there's nothing like going out and playing in a game experience. So whoever it is, they're going to have to step out there. It's going to be completely different than playing against each other all summer long. It's going to be the real deal. And I believe they will be ready.
Brock Berlin orchestrated maybe the greatest comeback in Miami Hurricanes history.
Stop looking at me all the time. Staring at me.
And Hurricanes fans, there's a couple people texted in. Brock, what are you up to nowadays? Like you're not. I don't think you're active on social media. Like, what are you doing?
I know I'm horrible. People ask me all the time why I'm not. I'm not a big social media guy. I'm actually working for a medical device company. I work for Johnson & Johnson doing some medical device sales. So I've been working with them for about 9 years now. So just living back home in Shreveport, Louisiana. Got three kids, and we're just doing that and coaching. My little son, his little 8-year-old, is an all-star team. We just won the World Series, Dixie World Series. So we just finished that this week. So he's all fired up. We whooped up on a Florida, too. I mean, I might as well say it.
You have
throw something in there, Channing.
Brock, what's happening to us,
do you have a medical device that will remove Frank Gore off Crowder's front?
Hey, I'm going to mail you. So we need to get scanning a Frank Gore bobblehead on his desk there. What, can we do that?
I think he'd be doing the show with he'd be bobbling more than the bobblehead. He'd be so nervous the bobblehead was going to lunge at him.
Me and Frank are tight. Y'all don't make me hate Frank. Y'all don't do that to us.
Yeah, you're tight. Hey. He's attached to your chest.
That's right. Hey, but you know you're not the only one, Chan. He made a lot of people look funny. Still doing it today.
He's still running through people's chests. Me and you were raising kids. He's running through people's chests still.
That is crazy.
That guy is Hall of Fame. I mean, is that not unbelievable? 15 years now he's playing running back in the NFL. I mean, it's just crazy, unheard of.
That is crazy. Brock Berlin, this was a real treat. This was a pleasure. We appreciate you carving some time out and reminiscing with some old Hurricanes fans here and one old cranky Florida Gator as well. Thank you, Brock. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Y'all take care. Go Canes.
Go Canes.
Man, like that. Look at you. You just jump off a bandwagon as soon as a damn cane comes on.
That was, I mean, I feel bad about what I did to you. I turned my back on my friend.
Remove Frank Gore from my chest? when did we didn't plan that pregame? We didn't talk about this.
I audibled.
Hey, man, we need pre-show meetings if you're doing this type of stuff.
So that's your Florida Gator guest. I'll be back to booking Hurricanes guests. You know, fair and balanced.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.